Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the series Jinn and Jadu. So we spoke previously about the different types of sihr and jadu, black magic, where the aim is to cause separation between loved ones, or to force love between two people, or to create confusion in a person's mind, or to create insanity, or to make a person see frightening dreams, or to render a normally capable person incapable of being intimate with his or her spouse, or excessive bleeding in a woman, amongst the other times that that we discussed. Now we get to the point of preventative measures, protections, and there's enough guidance in the Quran and Sunnah. We spoke about the Mu'awwadhatain from Quran. Ayatul Kursi, we know, is very powerful. Surah Fatiha, very powerful. Reciting of Quran in general gives us protection. In a hadith of Bukhari, eating 7 ajwa dates of Medina Munawwara every morning, you won't be affected by any form of jadu, as per the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then trying to be in a state of wudu as long as possible, and sleeping with wudu, so shaitan does not interfere with you in your sleep. And at the same time, when you are in a state of wudu, you protect it because you're in a state of purity against the devil. To perform your witr salah before you sleep. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who spends the night without witr, then the devil ties a knot on his head. To perform your unless you're going to be performing your witr with tahajjud, and you are regular with that, then the performance of tahajjud salah itself is a great protection, because you're not negligent of Allah. You're very conscious of Allah. You're waking up to remember Allah. Performing salah with jama'ah and performing salah with regularity, it's a great protection. Never entering the toilet and exiting the toilet without reading the dua. Remember, we spoke about the jinnat. They gravitate towards places of impurity. And more often than not, they take possession of a person, or they get hold of a person in the toilet. So read the dua. Make sure your head is covered. Recite ta'awudh, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, whenever you start any good deed. Read the dua before having relations. Otherwise, shaitan then gets involved in that process as well. Read the morning duas. Like la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, 100 times in the morning. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq, bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai wa huwa as-sami'u al-alim. A'udhu billahi al-azim wa bi wajhihi al-karim wa sultanihi al-qadim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. All these different du'as taught to us in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should recite it. Read the du'a before you enter your house. Then, you know, those du'as which are taught to us, so that the devil then proclaims, there's no place for us here, there's no food, there's no housing for us here tonight. When you leave your home, read, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Make salam, listen to the adhan, reply to the adhan. The adhan repels the devil. The adhan repels the devil. So these are preventative measures. Then, if you're still afflicted, there are certain things which you can recite. What they call ruqya, they are experts who deal in this. They will recite and blow on you, or they will tell you what to recite. Then you get the amils, as they are called. They may write certain things down on the taweez. They may give you certain things to wear. Obviously, your conviction is not in that. Your conviction is in Allah. And taweez was actually meant for those who could not recite, like small children, etc. It's more important that you read yourself. But there is room for permissibility, according to the majority of scholars, to use taweez with the right intention. And as long as there's nothing contained there which is against the Sharia in terms of what is written. So it's like a sickness. You explore every treatment that is available to you if you have been afflicted, even after taking all of these preventative measures, because that is then what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has decreed. Like, you have a good diet, you exercise. After that, if you get sick, that is what Allah decreed. But you give yourself the best chance of not getting sick, or if you get sick, of fighting the sickness by having a good diet and being fit and exercising. The same. Read all your du'as, read Quran, make salah, dhikr, do the things that repel the devils and that endear the angels that give you protection. And then after that, rely on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.